Well, it's funny. I like to say that I write about, you know, I cover one of the most rapidly evolving industries while practicing in one of the most evolving industries, right? So marketing and journalism simultaneously have gone through this just like completely radical upending, if you will, and it's all driven by technology and social media.
Welcome to Beyond High Street, where we'll journey with Miami alum, now business execs, entrepreneurs, community leaders, pro athletes, actors, musicians, and much more, digging into their experiences on campus and how that time and learnings help shape and create their diverse professional careers. Jenny Rooney is the editor of the CMO Network at Forbes and has stayed true to her journalism dream and profession her whole career. Along with fellow alum Dave Knox, she created the Cradle of Marketers, bringing marketing executives back to campus each year to teach and share with Miami students. She has a real vision of the ever-changing media landscape, the shift into corporate content development, and the power of writing. And she was one of the inspirations in creating Beyond High Street. So start with, let's just do Cradle Marketers and just the idea for you and Dave Knox in creating it and bringing it to Miami.
Sure. So, first of all, thanks for having me. Cradle Marketers is something that I think is about 6 years old now, 5-6 years old. And it basically what happened was, if you want all the details of the story, it's kind of a fun story, as a matter of fact.
Go for it.
So I was, you know, in my job, I interview CMOs, and I started to see patterns with regard to where they went to business school and undergraduate school. And after a while, it occurred to me, you know, there's so many people, so many CMOs, who all of whom came out of Miami of Ohio, which was obviously my beloved alma mater. And I started thinking, you know, wouldn't it be cool to bring back not just one or two, but a critical mass of, you know, amazing rock star talent, alumni back to campus. And it's funny because this was a conversation. In the meantime, I'm tweeting different things. And one of the things I tweeted at the time was the fact that Paul Ryan was in the running. This is, again, 5-6 years ago. And something I tweeted about Paul Ryan caught the attention of Dave Knox, who said, I made reference to the fact that Paul Ryan had gone to Miami, and Dave Knox picked up on the fact that I referenced Miami. He's like, I didn't know you went to Miami. You went to Miami? I went to Miami too. So I think Dave and I both were sort of, you know, had noticed each other on social media, respected what each other was doing as far as, you know, even just our respective roles in the industry. And somehow we set up a time to talk, and Dave and I had a conversation where basically I think this reality or this recognition that so many amazing alumni and so many amazing marketers who come from Miami of Ohio had occurred to us simultaneously, because of course Dave was out doing, you know, amazing things in the industry himself, working with many, many clients, and he having graduated from Miami, I think in 2007, but don't quote me. You know, he certainly had strong connections to Farmer School of Business, which frankly didn't exist when I went to Miami. Mm-hmm. So, so he said, listen, you know, let me tap into the school and let's get connected. I know people there who can, you know, who I think would be very supportive of this concept, you know, that he and I both sort of brainstormed at the same instant, together. And, he said, let's make it happen. And I said, I'd love it. You know, let me help and let's craft this concept. So we brought it to Miami, took off. We brought back, I think it was probably 15 alumni CMOs and, executive level marketers. And you were there, Dave, right? You were there for the very first one. And you knew it was an inaugural effort, but there was such amazing energy there. And I think what we captured and were capitalizing on was sort of, you know, if you went to a college or a business school and you had an exceptional experience there, I mean, very few people hated their colleges. I'm going to venture to say, but certainly in Miami's case, there was such passion for the school, and everybody brought that. And I think that was palpable. And I think it was an easy ask for people to come back to campus and sort of do this symposium, this 2.5-day symposium, as a give back to students, because it tapped into something that, frankly, a lot of other conferences and events don't have at the core, which is this camaraderie that comes from all being alumni of a particular school. So that's sort of the backstory, and it lives to this day. And we're looking forward to doing another one actually next year.
Yeah, well, the inspiration, or one of the inspirations of Beyond High Street is that. I mean, this really is just the audio version of Cradle of Marketers. It's now instead of just getting 15 people back on campus every fall or spring, we've got the ability to do it a couple times a week. And yes, everyone is passionate.
I love it.
Everyone is very passionate about Miami. And you mentioned Dave Knox. Dave's, I think, running an accelerator in Cincinnati, spent the last decade at Rockfish, a digital shop out of the holding company WPP. He gets back to Miami pretty often too, I think.
Yeah, and he just came out with his book, Predicting the Turn, has just done amazingly well. It's an incredible read if you haven't actually had a chance to pick it up. So, you know, he's truly out there driving the industry in really innovative ways and sort of directing the industry as far as, you know, future direction of marketing. So kudos to Dave for all that.
And you've taken the Cradle of Marketers idea now. It's you don't just do it at Miami. And with your role at Forbes, you're doing it at schools really across the country, right?
Yeah, I am. And it all stems from, frankly, a kind of a personal passion of mine, and also in interviewing all these CMOs and covering the industry, I started to realize how completely insane the marketing, advertising, and branding industry is, in the fact that it continues to change, evolve so incredibly quickly that it occurred to me that, you know, how schools can keep up with the dramatic and fast changes that are happening in the industry was beyond me. And, you know, I love working with universities. I love my time at Miami. I love engaging with schools and sort of their mission. And I think that what I wanted to do with all these programs and with all these schools is bridge that sort of white space, if you will, between marketing practice and marketing education. That's always arguably been there, but I would argue that it's even more intense right now. So yes, I've taken that concept and that philosophy and premise to other schools. So I've done it at Fuqua, Duke. Tuck at Dartmouth has done a couple of them already. And Tuck had never in its history ever done a marketing symposium before. So they're kind of cool when they come together, and it's a new thing for these schools. I've gone to Notre Dame and done it at Mendoza. I've done it at UT Austin. I'm doing one at Ross at Michigan and Michigan State this spring. I'm talking to Darden about doing one. I'm talking to Clemson about doing one. So it just goes on and on and on. And there's incredible interest, frankly, not just from the academic community, but from the CMO community. And in many cases, I'll identify, you know, I'll talk to a CMO who is also passionate about this whole concept of giving back to students and feeling like they need to engage with the next generation marketing talent now as never before. And so they may say, hey, listen, let's do it at this school, you know, let's do it at that school. So that's a huge driver as well, is the actual CMO community.
Well, it's also great that you've taken one skill set of writing and reporting, but also turned into a little business here. I mean, there's an operations piece, a recruitment piece, a marketing piece in each one of these events.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just like anything, like in anybody's career, you know, you never know where you're going to end up, but certainly the foundational elements of being a journalist and a writer and reporter have only gotten me to where I am right now in what I'm doing and engaging with these people, because it's all about information synthesis, right? It's all about understanding who the principal players are and what they're, you know, what drives them and sort of what they represent in a given industry. And so I'm basically kind of taking those reporting and writing skills and sort of bringing it to life in these live event platforms. So it's super exciting.
And was journalism your degree at Miami?
No, I was an undergraduate double major, creative writing and literature, English literature.
And have you been a writer ever since? Did you switch careers in any which way? Or?
Never did. I always, since I was five, I wanted to write for mazagines, as I used to call them. And so I'm really boring in the fact that I'm doing exactly what I set out to do from a super young age. And so I never diverted from my career goals. And I did go over to Athens, which I know is sort of the anathema around Oxford, but I went to Ohio University to get my master's degree in magazine journalism. after I graduated from Miami in 92. So.
Did you write when you were on campus at Miami?
You know, it's funny. I didn't really focus so much on contributing at the time to publications and things like that. I was really, really focused on I loved being a creative writer, right? So my passion was truly like writing poetry and short stories. The short story genre was actually my favorite. So I was less interested in journalism while I was on campus at Miami, and really just spent that time exploring the education of writing and literature. And then it was when I went to Ohio University that I got more invested in writing opportunities. But I also chose a degree. I went to a school that was more about theory and sort of underlying journalism theory as opposed to the practical aspects of journalism, because I really wanted to understand the field that I was moving into from a really foundational level.
You will appreciate this little known fact and story about my writing and journalism career at Miami.
You were for the yearbook.
I was the sports editor of the Arena, the fraternity and sorority newspaper, hired by the editor-in-chief, now my wife.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yes. Erica Trost. Erica was the editor-in-chief with Mark Vitt of the Arena back then, and I was hired.
Oh, my God. And now you're writing for Forbes, so
and now
there you go.
I do that as well. Yes, that's a little bit more challenging than to write about the score of the Delta Tau Delta Sigma Chi broomball or softball result from the night before.
All experience is good experience, so that's great.
So talk about journalism and writing now, 2017, 2018, the world forward and backwards from where we were to going to the news corner or the street corner and picking up a magazine or a newspaper to .com, click an app.
Well, it's funny. I like to say that I write about, you know, I cover one of the most rapidly evolving industries while practicing in one of the most evolving industries, right? So marketing and journalism simultaneously have gone through this just like completely radical upending, if you will, and it's all driven by technology and social media. So the changes taking place in both those industries are parallel each other, and in many cases they actually cross over, right? I mean, we're seeing so many journalists go over to marketers. We're seeing, companies like Coke building their own internal content development studios, and they want people with true journalism skills. So that's really fascinating. We're seeing media companies that want people who can write sponsored content, right? And support sponsored content efforts, which have become so core to revenue models at media companies. But I think it's vastly different. All the things that I learned in journalism school, I still use. So all the basic and foundational things. And I think the same can be said of marketing. But now journalism is completely multimedia, multi-platform. When you're presenting content, you're thinking about it in terms of, Snapchat and Instagram and video, certainly the written word, but that's becoming, frankly, less of a primary focus, and it really comes down to you thinking about how to tell a story in images and voice, as we're with this podcast we're doing. So I think journalists are obviously thinking much more broadly about how to present a story. And again, the same can be exactly said of marketers as well.
The line about Coke developing the content development studio is really interesting. Brands have always invested in marketing communications, but once was maybe more PR professionals looking for editorial and earned media coverage, now taking some of this content in-house to create and use, as you said, in different forms of written or image. I think it's a fascinating space, and also being able to write and tailor to each audience.
Yep.
You can
it's huge.
We see it every day at Octagon on the part of the business that does brand and celebrity endorsements, and you can see just looking at the social channels, when someone has written something that's their voice or when someone's written something that a brand or a PR professional told them to write.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Anybody will tell you that writing, the skill of writing is important now more than ever before, arguably. You could argue that, you know, oh, but with the multimedia and social media and, you know, and 140 characters or, you know, like that we're losing our focus on the need for good writing, which is completely not the case. In fact, it's absolutely the opposite because arguably now more than ever before, you have to take, you know, information from all kinds of places and synthesize it, bring it together to tell a story. People who are skilled at writing is critical in all industries. So I think we're only going to see more and more of that.
When people ask, I always say if there was a class that should be mandatory at Miami or really any university, I think it's improv, the ability to think on your feet, to react, but I think writing, as you said, should be, I mean, it's a no-brainer that people need to work through that and understand it, but also just your point of other forms of communication. It's probably a combination of all of that.
Yeah, no doubt. That's, yeah, and I love your point about improv. I totally agree with that. I mean, now, again, more than ever before, because I think that's the qualifier here. You know, arguably that's always been something that's super important as a skill, but I would argue that it's more important now than ever, so very cool stuff.
If you went crystal ball, where does the media world, how does this rapid change keep changing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see how IoT and machine learning and artificial intelligence and AR and VR, you know, I'm talking to marketers a lot about how they're thinking about those things and how they're going to affect how they deliver brand messages and build brand engagement. But I think the same can be said for journalism, right? And putting content in all kinds of places where, you know, in a smart home or in a smart car or, you know, in a place where people are going to, you know, some sort of VR technology where people are going to want to be accessing content. And so, you know, what does that mean? Is it going to be shorter content? Are we going to see more long form for some reason? Are we going to see, you know, more video? Are we going to see 3D? I mean, there's just so many ways to bring things to life. Although when you think about it, it's almost like platforms aren't just going to be disparate anymore. They're really, truly going to merge. I mean, you know, between, you know, media has always been TV, print, radio, et cetera, and they're all so isolated and disparate. And, you know, as we talk about voice and audio and video and, you know, and written words, I mean, all those things are going to come together in additional platforms. So it'll be interesting to see how it takes shape.
Do you find the CMOs that you're interviewing in this world of transparency and immediacy and 24/7 news cycles, do you find them more open and more willing to talk because they need to differentiate and they need to get their voice out, or a bit more reserved and nervous because one statement that's said spreads very quickly?
I would say the former. So I think they are much more, they realize that there's nowhere to hide anymore. And so authenticity is key. Being transparent is key. I think more people are willing to go out on a limb and voice opinions that might not be agreed with by everybody. So I'm going to argue that they're the former in those two cases.
Really do appreciate Jenny spending some time on Behind High Street today. Her Cradle of Marketers project really was a key inspiration to this pod. And her comments about learning how to present a story can be used for all, from students to executives. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Jenny. See you at Skippers.